This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
James Van Riemsdyk going to be a big key to helping the Wings win the 2015 Stanley Cup. One problem, it's 2025.
Can we just go with JVR?
JVR is fine. And I think he is, for $1 million, a guy who can help your second power play, play in your bottom six, fine. They need more than fine at this stage of where we're at. Steve Yzerman's in his seventh season. He's on his third coach. They haven't made the playoffs. They are stalling out. They have a ton of cap space. They traded Tarasenko to create additional cap space. I'm not quite sure for what, because we watched the free agent pool dry up very quickly. We saw one of the big names they were linked to in trades.
Yeah, and all four pickups yesterday were for $1 million or less.
Yeah.
So they still have plenty of cap space. And I'm just wondering, and I know, hey, they can still make a trade. I just don't know. I mean, all your options are drying up.
And who's making that trade? Because part of the why you wanted to make a trade before free agency was to free up cap space. Like, if you're another team.
Yeah.
Now that the first big wave of free agency is over, I'm not going to shake loose a star player. There's no way to replace that guy right now.
All right, I'm going to come across as an Iserbot here. I am not an Iserbot.
Okay.
This is absolutely unacceptable. It's been an abomination. I still think he should see out at least this year. But in terms of, I'll be an Iserbot. Yesterday's Van Riemsdyk and the money they spent and getting Tarasenko out. There's been some chatter of Tarasenko being a problem in the locker room. And they could produce relatively the same goal total next year. That's an Iserbot take. In terms of, like, bigger picture, you say his name or he'd be out. Alavila got 7 years and 7 days. Yzerman hasn't had that long. It's getting close.
So you're saying next summer?
Yeah. You know, that's a fact. That's a fact to support that, hey, your owner gave that general manager that amount of time. Let's give him at least the same. I think we would all agree we still think Steve Yzerman is probably better at his job than Alavila.
Yes.
So it's sad trying to come up with these takes.
Yeah, it's almost kind of backwards, though, because Avila never should have seen a seventh year. But now
the extension.
And now that's the justification for Yzerman staying is the mistake that they made previously with the other team. Yeah, that's a slippery slope.
You have to twist words to defend him.
No, and I know, and I think everybody comes from a position of wanting it to work with Yzerman, but I think the fan base is fractured now of people who still believe and people who are out.
The other thing is, maybe these are his guys. Let him see it through. It's a process. It's the Ken Holland history lesson. It's
right. Holland said 10 years, and he got pushback. But I don't even think Ken Holland meant 10 years to make the playoffs. My understanding was 10 years to be in contention. Right, you gut your system, you draft these 18, 20-year-olds, right? They matriculate through the system, and within 10 years, you're competing for a cup. This year will be 10 years since the Red Wings' last playoff appearance.
But
Steve's not responsible for all of that. Fine, I understand. But this is 7 of the 10. Do you feel like they're a playoff team right now?
I really don't think they are.
Right, so what's going to change? And that's what we keep looking for.
One more defense of, why do you still have the money? You made the little moves yesterday that can help you, especially Van Riemsdyk. He can fill the void of Tarasenko and not be a DB in the locker room.
Sure.
All right, so it could be a positive. But you still got money. Maybe a trade's still coming. The Matthew Tkachuk trade didn't happen until July 22nd. Nobody saw it coming. Man, but I'm reaching, right?
He'd have to know. It'd have to be so quiet, and he'd have to know.
Maybe something, you know, the dust settles in Dallas, and Robertson is the guy.
Yeah. Or Kyle Connor begs to come back to the state of Michigan with 1 year left on his deal.
I think the most troubling thing for me right now is that they got money locked up in guys that I'm not sure they should be paying that much.
What do you mean?
Like Larkin.
Oh, he's a steal with this cap.
We just differ.
Okay.
We just differ in opinion on him, and he's the centerpiece.
Yeah, he's going to make he's going to make half of what like elite centers make in 2 years.
Okay. That's 2 years more. We're going to go, I mean, I think
my point is, as the cap goes up, having Raymond and Sider and Larkin and DeBrincat and these guys locked into what are going to look like good deals is not a detriment. The issue is, what have you done around them? Because it's cop and comfort, and it's not making wise decisions in free agency.
I think the biggest punch Yzerman's taken that he didn't think was coming is I think this roster has stalled out, and I don't think he anticipated that. They have hit a wall in terms of what they can produce with points, when he probably thought, oh, we'll go from 3 years ago, 2 years ago, what John said, hey.
Was it 91?
Maybe it was Lalonde that screwed this thing. I don't know.
A guy he hired. You know, right. It's always all roads lead back to Steve Yzerman, because yes. Every player who's on a good or a bad contract, he signed. Every player that's here is because he wants them here. So when the team falls short, he's responsible.
Well, and we hear a lot about the core, right? And the core is good, but the core isn't getting you to the playoffs. You've got to be able to complement that core, and I don't think it's with JVR, John Leonard, Bernard Docker, Ian Mitchell. Like, I just don't think those are the steps, especially when you've created this cap space. Are you just going to go into the season with the rainy day fund? I asked you that yesterday. How much do they need for the rainy day fund? You said, well, maybe $1 million, maybe a couple million dollars.
But no more than that. So what are they going to do with this now $15 million they're sitting on?
And the only other, I mean, I'm maybe going to say it because, I mean, maybe you're putting together a war chest for McJesus.
Look, like I said, I don't have any answers. Their blue line right now is a problem. Who is their, like, is Justin Hall getting promoted to the second pair?
These are answers I don't have.
I know. And we talked about how important it is to put a good defense in front of Gibson, because we've seen what can happen, yep, Anaheim when you don't. I mean, he's very good, but he's not going to make up for a terrible defense. Right now, you got to bite down and take a risk. Like the Gavrikov deal, would you have given him more money? Would he have taken more money?
Well,
the Keandre Miller trade, would you have paid
risk.
Him? Well, there is risk. I mean, if you're going to hand out 7 and 8 year deals at some of the highest
calculated risks.
I know. But he doesn't want to screw it up. I mean, how much of that is this? That he's gone this far down the road that he doesn't want to screw it up by making a rash decision. But where they're at, they need some level of bold action to shake up where they're at.
Okay, so then let's go to next year. All right, and the risks are going to be the same. All right, you're calculated risk, and you're trying to bet on, all right, this is going to pay off for us for, if it's a 7 year deal, for at least five of the seven.
Yeah.
All right, so you have 5 years of good hockey, of trying to figure out a way to get over not just being in the playoffs or being a wild card, but being, you know, one of the top three, or being a team that contends for a Stanley Cup. But if you're not willing to take a calculated risk this year or last year or the year before, when's the time right?
Because it feels like he's got like a roadmap in front of him, and on one side it's Stanley Cup destination, and on the other side is where they are now.
There's no bridge.
How do we connect the dots?
Yeah.
How do we get closer to that? And the answer is wait for Carter Bear to become an NHL player, which will be more than 10 years of Steve Yzerman's tenure by the time
that happens. Yeah.
Texter says, what do you mean? You guys wanted a couple defensemen and a couple forwards.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted two guys. They gave us four.
There you go. Derek in Garden City. Derek, where are you at on this?
So I think the thing with the whole Yzer plan, it's double-edged sword, right? We want to see quick results, but I think his deal is long-term, right? He's trying to build for a complete future. And the big issue with that is now he's taking these debt-free agent signings, and they're turning out to be trash year after year. When we have younger players to promote within, I think that's what slows us down in the terms of rebuilding.
Derek, I would push back that we want it quick. I think Red Wing fans have been incredibly
patient.
Everyone
wants it quick, right? And I think I sit here and watch every single game during the season. You get disappointed towards the end of the year. But I think in the terms of the long run, would you rather see a 3 or 4 year contender run or 1 year run and done? You know, so
I've already waited seven. As far as I see it, like I should be getting the 3 year run already.
I agree.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like if this was Steve's first, second, third year, hell, even his fourth year, you go, hey, took two or three to clear out the clutter. Hockey players don't get promoted for a couple years. We're beyond that point, guys. We've been patient. I don't think anybody should be accused of being impatient in a Red Wing fan capacity.
No, and I just don't understand. Again, maybe there's something big yet to happen today, tomorrow, or before the season starts, but you cleared the cap moments before free agency and a lot of the big trades were going to happen, and then there was nothing.
Let's get to Adam in Gibraltar. Adam, would you consider yourself an Iser bot?
No. It was kind of funny. My buddy, the first like half hour into free agency was starting yesterday, he goes, Eisman's got to go. And I was like, all right, give him a little bit of time. But yeah, yesterday was a very underwhelming start to free agency, like you said. I mean, he still has moves to make. He still can make moves. But I think I agree with John. Like, I think we just sold out a couple of years ago. And our roster got worse last offseason. If you remember, he had all his chips in the basket with Stamkos last year. Hence why he lost Perron. Hence why he lost Gostisbehere. I mean, if you bring those guys back, I think the roster is a lot better than what it was this year, in my mind. But he just doesn't want to give term, guys. Like, he's not wanting to give those 5, 6, 7, 8 year terms. I think that's his whole issue. I don't know if that's him or if Chris Illich is, stalling him out in these contracts, but they got to start opening up these checkbooks with these guys. But as far as I'm concerned, if he doesn't make any more moves, I think this opens the door for Pelika and Danielson to make the team right out of training camp.
Potentially. We've seen the hesitancy to do that, though. Even Kasper didn't make the club out of camp. I mean, shortly thereafter, they got him on the roster, but there was a hesitancy to put him up.
So is that the answer, then? Is that what's going to take this team from missing the playoffs by 5 points to in the playoffs this coming year? Young players, unproven in the NHL.
They'll take their lumps. It probably doesn't get you in.
So then we're
going to do the whole year eight. I don't think he's ever going to get fired. I don't. So it's sad because I don't think he's operating with any urgency to deliver for this fan base that loves him so much. And I feel like on that level, you're taking advantage of the fact that the fan base loves you so much because you are not. And I wouldn't even say in a hurry. There's no timeline.
Well, that's the question then, because we all work under a timeline. And if there's no timeline, like what is the expectation? What type of expectation does Steve Yzerman have for his team? I know he's not going to say it to us.
Right, but we don't even see it.
Right, but so that's why there's frustration is when we ask about, hey, do you expect to make the playoffs? And there's this him and haw, and it's a word soup, and then they don't make the playoffs. We ask the same thing. Like, at what point is he going to say, this coming year, I'm going to make moves that I expect us to be in the playoffs?
Yeah, what year? What decade? And I like what Adam said. He goes, he doesn't want to hand out term. That's an honest read of where Steve's at. He said it last year when some of those guys got signed for longer term deals. And to see Keandre Miller get an 8-year deal on the trade, to see Gavrikov get a 7-year deal. These are blue liners that made sense for the Red Wings. It's that Steve doesn't want to pay what the market says they're worth.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's going to be people, what's he supposed to do? Steve Yzerman is not a victim. Steve Yzerman is a highly compensated, smart, sharp hockey mind. He is not a victim. If the prices are too high, he needs to adjust to what the market is. He can't be stuck in the Stone Age. You either pay what the price is or you don't. And if you don't, you don't get better. We'll call the Yzerbots to the table. Frustrated Wings fans, 248-539-9797. Where are you at with the Yzer plan? It's 97.1.
Hey guys, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways they could show their appreciation to active military members and veterans, like rolling out the red carpet, providing a personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. Well, at Verizon, they're doing all of that in the form of special military discounts. That's why they're giving military and veteran families mobile plans with the military discount starting at just $25 per line per month for 4 lines on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Plus a 3-year price lock guarantee excluding taxes and fees. Think of it as their way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what I call a celebration. Visit your local Detroit Verizon store to learn more. Discount for personal lines only for military and veterans. Approved verification documents required. $30 per line per month for 4 lines, less $20 account discount. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. For unlimited welcome plan in times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
John, I like looking to you at this because you zoom out. You're not a hockey elite guy.
No.
And you just have questions like what's going on with the Red Wings and how they're approaching this offseason. We are now in the 7th offseason of Steve Yzerman. They cleared the cap space. Yesterday was a dud. And you have questions, and I wish I could give you answers. I can't make sense of what's going on right now.
And I am also of the realization, because I like to say it, let it play out. Like, what is the next steps? Because every step, every day that you go, other guys get signed, other guys get traded, and your options become less and less, or your options become more expensive.
Right. And for a guy who's been hesitant to pay market prices, I don't have confidence they're going to have some epic offseason here at a time where they quite frankly, critically need one. This isn't year 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 of the rebuild. They've gotten close to the postseason and have stalled out. And what is their general manager going to do to push this forward? And it can't just be cross my fingers and wait for the kids.
But I also, I don't want to sound like an Iserbot. I want to give him enough time, grace, this offseason. And maybe it's today, maybe it's later. Maybe they have something in the works, because all, well, we're trying to read tea leaves. All signs pointed to, and Doug Karsh even said it, felt like something big was going to happen.
Yeah, but he said it at the deadline too.
You created this cap space. I felt like you had to create it for a reason. And I don't know. And I, all of these guys, that the four that they signed yesterday, 2 forwards, 2 defensemen, I don't want to say that they're not going to contribute. I just don't think they're going to contribute enough for us to go from a team out of the playoffs into the playoffs.
The thing I'd like to stress to people is Steve Yzerman is not a victim. I've seen a lot of comments. What do you want him to do? Who do you want him to get? He's in his 7th year.
Okay, I take issue with that, because
he's not a victim.
Right. And the thing is like, I'll just, who would have thought Pudge Rodriguez would have triggered the Tigers rebuild? They overpaid him. They gave him term. Something had to change. They had that kick started everything. And I think Iserman is so stubborn, he only thinks there's one way to do this. I do. It's like Doctor Strange when he said one way. But there are other ways to do this. Tigers thing with Pudge.
But the result is we're in hockey purgatory. We're not in the McKenna sweepstakes. We're not at the start of a rebuild where you get all the time in the world to gut this and do it right. And we're not a contender, nor do we see moves that push us towards being a contender. No one's saying it's got to be done overnight. He's been given plenty of time. He is not a victim in all of this. And in fact, I think he is victimizing the fans of Hockey Town who have given him ample time to do something. Like, you are preying on your name at that point because no one else would be given this latitude. You are taking advantage of your status. And that's sad. That's sad because this fan base is going to give you another year and another year and another year. And I wonder when we get fed up. And I know we is a loaded word because some already are. And we've put the number out. 248-539-9797. We want you to make sense of this. If you're the Iser bot and you can make sense of it and you know hockey, let us know. If you're, hey, you feel like you follow this, you feel like you know hockey and it's not adding up and you're mad and you're upset, let us know. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Patrick. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just want to talk two things. First off, I think two of the defensemen we signed yesterday, I think they're just AHL depth, so don't expect much out of them. I think the moves yesterday were simply to try to raise the floor of the team. I mean, you look at last year, the bottom six, there's no scoring whatsoever. So hopefully James Van Riemsdyk can give us a couple goals here and there, more than Tarasenko at least. And then the second thing, you know, it's been 7 years since Steve took over, but you look at first 2 years, we had to bottom out before he could really start taking off. And honestly, if you look at, you know, the last couple of years of Holland, what are we missing right now? We're missing, you know, one top 4D and one top six winger. If we took Bouchard or Hughes in Holland's draft instead of Zadina, I mean, that's one hole right there, and then you're even closer. So I don't think we're far off as people think, but it almost feels like an Al Veal situation where the pieces are there for the future, but until somebody comes in and really pushes over the hump, you know, that's when things are really going to turn well, kind of like the Tigers are doing right now.
So the James Van Riemsdyk, people pointed out he may be a better fit for this roster, and he's cheaper than Tarasenko. And I see the vision. Third line and a little power play too. Fine.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's significantly better. They're both 30-point players from a year ago, but why are you shedding the Tarasenko space if you're not really going to use it? I mean, do we need to save more money on the cap? For what purpose?
No, I agree. He needs to use it. I 100% agree. But I just, the problem I see is, look at the Keandre Miller deal. What did Carolina pay? It was a first, a second,
and a young player.
Potential top four defenseman, right?
Yeah.
The problem is we don't have the assets to give up in terms of ready now players that these teams trying to shed good players want. It's like you said, we're kind of in purgatory, and it's kind of hard to say where we need to go from here. But if you fill one of the holes of top four defenseman or top six winger, well, next season you fill the other hole, and then you have the kids in the pipeline to support it going forward.
Right. So. Appreciate the phone call, Patrick. We got to get to Nick and Macomb. Nick, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So if you look at everything that happened yesterday, and Gavrikov is the one that I really wanted. Outside of that, it's a giant crapshoot out there on the free agent market. Keandre Miller is a bench rod if you look at his defensive metrics, and I don't want that for 8 years at $8 million. It's time for the youth movement. If we need to throw a bag at Nikolai Ehlers, if not, you need to bring up Danielson. You need to give ASP a shot at some point this season. Brandon Nygaard looks like he has an NHL-ready game. This has been a 7 to 10 year rebuild, and that's, you know, Mickey Redmond said that at the beginning, and we're in year 7. So it's time to let the kids come up. I think guys like Comfer and Kopp have kind of been blocking some of these kids from getting that development. And I see the vision behind it. You were hoping that those guys could get you into, you know, a 7 or 8 seed, and then you're bringing kids into a winning organization so they don't have to learn how to be NHL players, also while learning how to win. If you look at the Buffalo Sabres, how many guys have they ruined doing that? But we've got the cap space. Go get a Rasmus Anderson. Go get a Bowen Byram. Make them an offer they can't refuse. And it's time to fill that, you know, left D spot on the top line. And I think that solves a lot of problems. Danielson comes up, start him on third line center, move him to left wing on the front line. And then, you know, him and Kane have already had some great rapport. So the options are there, but it's, you know, you get McClellan for a full season and you should be there. If not, we got to have a different conversation next offseason.
Look, they should be better with McClellan. They should be better with Gibson. their defense doesn't look any meaner or tougher. And Eisenman's thing all along is, I don't want to just get in. I want to do damage. Well, we need to start seeing those defensemen populate this roster. And maybe Keandre Miller's not your dude. Maybe Gavrikov's not your dude. Someone has to be, man. 7 years in, if you can't find a way to make the move, someone else should be doing the job.
Yeah.
I mean, that's as bluntly as I could put it. I mean, someone else should be doing the job if you don't feel you're capable of doing it. If the prices are too high and everyone's asking for too much via trade and it's just unfair. Maybe you're not fit for the gig then at that point. I don't want it to get to that point, but John, we're 7 years in. It's no longer Ken Holland excuses. Take 2-3 years to bitch and moan about Ken Holland. You're still 4 or 5 years into this then.
Got to find a way to manufacture a way for your team to get better.
Yeah. We got Dear John coming up next. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.